All right, praise the Lord, friends. This is Pastor Terry Sisney. Welcome again. Welcome in today to our broadcast. Today's broadcast title is It's in the Will. It's in the Will. And so we just wanted to help you today to get a good look at what's in the will. Because when you know what's in the will, then you can access those benefits and those blessings. You know, one of my favorite scriptures in the Bible is in the book of 2 Peter chapter 1 and looking at verse 2, and we'll read a couple verses here. It says, "Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power," now listen to this, friends, "hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust." This is powerful. I love this portion of scripture. This scripture tells us that God has already, not going to in this future sometime, he's already given to us. I like to say it this way. He has put it in the this belongs to you category. But even though it's in the this belongs to you category, you still have to access it by faith. And to access it by faith, you have to know that it is there, that it's available. You know, if you're going to go make a withdrawal of a certain amount of money from bank account, you have to know that you already have that amount, at least that amount of money in your account. Otherwise, your desire or your application for withdrawal will be denied and be called insufficient funds. But the beautiful thing about these benefits and blessings of God are they're already in your account. You don't have to worry about getting insufficient funds. You can draw on the heavenly account. You can draw on the heavenly account for peace. You can draw on that account for the joy of the Lord. You can draw on that account for strength in your body. Why? Because the Bible tells us that he is the Prince of Peace. And the Bible tells us that he is our strength. Jesus is our strength. The Bible tells us that he is our righteousness. Christ is our righteousness. We reach and draw from that heavenly account everything we have need of. It's in the will. That's our title today. It's in the will. Healing is in the will. Jesus himself took our infirmities. Matthew 8, 16, 17. Says he took our infirmities and he bare our sicknesses, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. 1 Peter 2:24 said, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Did you see that? You were healed. You were healed. When were you healed? You were healed when Jesus said, it is finished. Because when he took those stripes, he took those stripes upon his back for our healing. No other reason. No other reason. He didn't take them just to be taking them. He didn't let them beat him just to be beating him. You know, Pilate said to Jesus, he said, do you know that I have the power to hold you, or I have the power to set you free? And Jesus said to Pilate, he said, you have no power at all, except it were given you from my Father which is in heaven. You don't even have any power. You don't have no power to hold me. You don't have no power to crucify me. Jesus said in one place, he said, I could right now, I could summon, I could call 12 legions of angels. and they would come, and they would deliver me out of your hands. In a moment's time, in an instant, legions of angels would come and would swoop Jesus out of the hands of the adversary. But Jesus says, but how will the plan of God be fulfilled if I were to do such a thing? And so he submitted himself to the will of God. Remember in the garden when he was weeping, the Bible says his sweat became as great drops of blood. He was in great agony. He prayed, and he prayed, Father, if there's any other way, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. Jesus submitted himself to the will of God so that you and I could be healed, so that you and I could have peace in the time of turmoil and the time of chaos. We could have peace. He submitted himself to the will of the Father to drink that bitter cup so you and I could be delivered, so you and I could be rescued, so you and I could be restored to right relationship with God, so that you and I could find our rightful place in the kingdom of God, that place that Adam kicked us out of when he disobeyed God and he rebelled against God in the garden and took of that which had been forbidden him. But Jesus came as the second Adam, hallelujah, and he completely obeyed the will of the Father, even unto death, completely obeyed the will of the Father, and brought us back through his obedience, brought us back into right relationship with God that we had in Adam in the beginning, restored unto us everything that Adam lost, restored unto us, and put it to our account. And now it's in your account. That's why it says he hath given unto us. It's past tense. It's in your account. Your righteousness, your healing, your deliverance, your peace, your joy, your strength, your prosperity. Glory to God. It's in the account today. And all you have to do, if you're a child of God, because it's already yours, it's in the will. It's in the will for you as a child of God. When Jesus died, he left us a will. That will is the word of God. And if you would say, I wish I knew if God wanted me to be well or not. I wish I knew if it was his will. I believe I could be healed if I knew it was his will. All you have to do is go read the Bible. Read the Bible. Read what Jesus did. Read how he turned no one away. Read that he healed all that came unto him. Read how the Bible says, Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good, healing all, that word, all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Healing is the will of God. Prosperity is the will of God. The Bible says, I would that you prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. It's in the will. You've got to read the will. You've got to find out what's in the will. You know, the Bible says in Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. The devil takes advantage of our ignorance of truth. He takes advantage of what we don't know. And he steals from us, and he robs us, and he holds us in bondage, and he holds us in captivity, and he holds us in sickness, and he holds us in depression, and he holds us in anxiety and stress, and he holds us in fear, and he holds us in lack, struggling all of our lives, bound up in debt. The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. Jesus came to set you free. He came to give you abundant life. John 10:10 said, the thief is the one who comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I am come that you might have life, and you might have it more abundantly. Sickness and disease is not abundant life. Depression is not abundant life. Anxiety and stress is not abundant life. Fear is not abundant life. Poverty and lack is not abundant life. Jesus said, I came to give you the full measure of life. I came to give you life in its fullest measure, the highest quality of life, not a beat down, oppressed, minimized, reduced life, but abundant life, hallelujah, overflowing life, joy like a river, joy like a river. Jesus said, out in your belly will flow rivers of living water. Thus spake he of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, friend. You got to know what's in the will. God wants you to prosper today. God wants you to be well. God wants you to be healed. God wants you to be free. God wants you to have peace of mind. God wants you to have joy unspeakable and full of glory. God wants these things for you. Well, you said, Pastor Terry, how do you know God wants those things for me? Because it's in the will. That's how I know. It's in the will. And what is in the will for me is in the will for you. The Bible says, beloved, now are we the sons of God. And it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. But the first part of that verse says, beloved, now are we the sons of God. We are now the sons of God with the privileges and the benefits of sonship. You remember the prodigal son and how he went away. He got his inheritance. He went away. He spent that inheritance on riotous living, lust-filled living. But he came to himself in the pig pen and he returned to the father and said, Father, I'm not worthy to be called your son. Just make me as one of your hired servants. But the father wouldn't have it. He said, no, you're not just one of my hired servants. You're my son. And he said, get the ring and put it on his finger and get the robe and put it on his back and put the shoes on his feet, because my son who was dead is now alive and he's come home. And then the elder son, he's out there and he won't come into the party. They're having a celebration because the younger son has come home and he's safe and sound, and the father is celebrating his return. But the older son, he's upset. He won't even come into the party. And so the father goes out to him. He says, son, what's happening? What's going on? He said, well, all these years I've served you. All these years I served you, and you never killed a fatted calf for me. You never had a big party for me. And you know, the father looked at his precious son, and he said, son, he said, you are ever with me, and all that I have is thine. You know, that elder son was angry at the younger son. And he was angry because the younger son was actually enjoying what belonged to him as well. But he was not enjoying his sonship. I think there's a lot of people like that in the body of Christ today. They're not enjoying their sonship. They've been born again. They've been brought into the family. They're heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. They've been redeemed by the power of the blood of Jesus, but they're not enjoying their sonship. They're not walking in the full measure of their spiritual identity as sons and daughters of the Most High God. God says to you the same thing that that father says to that elder son. He said, son, all that I have is thine. That's exactly what Jesus says, or what the scripture says here in 2 Peter. He said, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness. See, all that I have is yours. Then he says, here's where it all ties together, though. It says, through the knowledge of him who hath called us to glory and virtue. You've got to know this. You've got to know this. You've got to know that you know that you know that you are a son of God. You're a daughter of God. You're an heir of God. You're a joint heir with Jesus Christ. You have a right. You have a right to these benefits. You have a right to them. It's called the right of sonship. It's called the right of sonship. Well, friends, I bless you today in the name of Jesus. I hope that this encouraged you today. This is one of the greatest teachings for me that I ever learned, was it's in the will. It's in the will. Everything I need from God, it's already in the will. I just got to find out what the will says, and I've got to